Hi there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, December 17th. South Bruce Gray Health Center and the Ministry of the Attorney General have filed to have West Gray's legal application for a judicial review of the closure of the Durham Hospital's inpatient unit thrown out. A spokesperson for the ministry confirms a motion to strike the application was heard, but no decision's been made yet. West Gray filed for a judicial review in May of South Bruce Gray Health Center's decision to close the inpatient unit at the Durham Hospital and relocate its 10 beds to Kincardine and Walkerton. The beds were moved in June and services reduced at the hospital. South Bruce Gray Health Center has maintained the move was necessary because of a critical nursing staff shortage. Mayor Kevin Echols says West Gray is now waiting to hear the judge's decision on whether the legal application will move ahead. Gray County Council has given first approval to its 2025 budget. The $302 million spending plan includes a 3.3% tax levy increase. Some major capital projects are the ongoing redevelopment of Rockwood Terrace Long-Term Care Home in Durham, new paramedic bases in Durham and Feversham, and a new patrol depot for transportation services in southern Gray County. A group of women dedicated to supporting charities in Bruce and Gray counties has stepped up with a $29,000 donation for Salvation Army Wyerton. The 100 women who care have now given more than $107,000 to four charities in the region this year. Salvation Army Wyerton provides many programs in the community, including the Bruce Peninsula Food Bank, which distributes more than 32,000 kilograms of food annually. Georgian Bluffs Council has signed off on a $387,000 engineering contract tied to the extension of the Pottawatomie water main. Township CAO Niall Lobley says it's part of a $2.5 million project to provide better water service to Atkins Street residents and to increase the capacity of the East Linton water system.
And the idea being that we would connect the residents in Pottawatomie Village to the East Linton system. And that continues to be the long-term goal, although in the short term, we're exploring the opportunity to work with Owen Sound to bring water to them from an alternative means for the next 10 to 20 years.
And in national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau attended a Christmas party for Liberal Party donors in Ottawa last night and made his first public comment since the shock resignation of his now former Finance Minister, Chrystia Freeland, from Cabinet.
It's obviously been an eventful day, and it has not been an easy day. But I wanted to come here tonight and speak with you, dedicated, devoted members of the Liberal Party.
That's all the PM had to say about yesterday's events, which led to calls for him to resign from opposition leaders and even some of his own MPs. The Liberal government did end up delivering its fall economic statement, and the deficit ballooned to over $60 billion, more than $22 billion higher than what was forecasted in the budget. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are headed for a lower open this morning, futures down in pre-market trading. After a mixed close yesterday, the Dow fell 110 points, closing at 43,717, longest losing streak for the Dow since 2018. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced, the tech stock benchmark up more than 1%, while the TSX was down 127 points to 25,147. Bitcoin trading a half percentage point higher at 106,700 US. The price of oil is down 1%, 70 per barrel, while gold's off a half point, 2,660 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 70.02 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Vikings shut down the Bears 30-12. That puts Minnesota into a tie with Detroit for top spot in the NFC North. You have to feel for the Lions a little bit. They set a franchise record with 11 straight wins. They're tied for the best record in the NFC, but it still might not be good enough to win the division. Then there's Atlanta. Falcons beat Vegas last night to improve to 7-7, and they're just a game back of Tampa in the NFC South. Florida and Edmonton met for the first time since the Stanley Cup final. This one was far from a defensive gem. Florida won 6-5. Kiefer Sherwood's first hat trick was all Vancouver needed in a 3-1 victory against Colorado. And Dallas snapped Washington's 10-game road winning streak. And the Raptors lost by a point to Chicago. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In high school senior boys basketball yesterday, Concardon beat John Diefenbaker 47-41 and Walkerton tops Saugeen District. Senior girls volleyball and other Blue Water sports scores are posted today on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page. Just go to bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. And the Owen Sound Attack are set to play their final game before the OHL Christmas break tomorrow. They're hosting the Barrie Colts at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. The weather's coming up next. Mostly cloudy today with the odd sunny break. Chance of some showers or flurries. Steady around zero. Tonight, still cloudy. Still a chance of some flurries or showers and a low of -2. And tomorrow, some light snow, a couple of centimeters expected. A high around -2.